Mr. Wyatt, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, February 12th, 2018, 9:01 a.m. We have no one signed up for public comment. Any commission remarks? Monthly budget report.
Kind of early in the year, so there's not a whole lot to say about the budget as of yet. I know you guys are aware that tax revenue is not where they were last year, and we still, at the end of February, in our general county revenue fund, were positive on the balance side. We started with less money than what we ended up with, so that's a good thing. It's not unusual for us to do that early in the year because we have a lot of different payments that come in at different times of the year. So do you guys have any questions? Any comments from you?
I don't.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 448447 through 448478, 448480 through 448528. Warrant 6941 and 6943. Note, we left out check number 448479.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 448479.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Can you please let the record reflect that Ms. Wyatt left the room? And abstained, I guess.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for February 5th. And then we have two executive session minutes for February 5th also, and 6th.
Move to approve the previous minutes of February 5th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the executive minutes for February 5th and February 6th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Penalties and interest. I have the statute 52.240. along with a statement from Mr. Barnett.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mr. Barnett has asked for penalties and interest to be waived on one of his tax bills. He's came in two different times, November 7th, December 6th, and has paid six different bills, but one of them was not paid. And I will bring to attention, it is the largest of the bills, being over $17,500. He says he brought in the statement and the check and did not leave with a receipt. I'm not sure if he said in his paperwork to you, but he insinuated perhaps that we threw it in the trash. I went through and pulled the daily work for both of those days to go through to see if perhaps there was a reason for the check to have been reversed, perhaps unsigned or incorrectly written. I saw no evidence of that. I also went through and pulled the checks. There was three different checks, two on one day, one on the other, to see if perhaps they were stuck together to where they could have been there, and they were not. So at this time I have nothing to be able to prove that a check was presented to us with a statement, or I have no proof that a check was thrown in the trash either. But the way I interpret 52-240 is that I need to have clear and convincing evidence that there was an error made, and at this time I do not have clear and convincing evidence. I do believe it is the responsibility of the taxpayer as well as us to make sure all of our transactions are processed. So I do believe that the taxpayer should have made sure he had a receipt, especially for that dollar amount the day that he left. It has been over 3 months before he noticed the error. That's all I have.
Then Mr. Barnett paid his taxes. Had he received all of his tax bills at that time?
They show that they were all mailed. I did have about three or four different addresses, some to a business, some to a home in Texas, and some in Branson.
And on one of them, did he have you guys changed to the correct address?
They are all changed now to either the business or the Skyline in Branson.
In your search, like after a customer has several bills paid, and as we've spoken, in your search, then you can go in and run that name in to see if there's any more bills, because often they'll ask that if they're, what did you find?
Okay. Whenever you search an inquiry, you can search by name, using the last name, asterisk, and first name. It would pull up his name that way if we needed to print out the bills for him. But once you're done paying, if you choose to enter their name again, as in unpaid transactions, it will pull up their name if there's anything unpaid. And I did find when I tried that on his before I paid it that there was two spaces between his last name and first name, so that if I tried to pull up an unpaid bill, it would not come up using his last name and first name. But when I entered just his last name, then it came up as unpaid before we paid it. I have made that correction, and I have asked our programmer to search for anything with more than, you know, an extra space beginning in the name or in between the last name and first name, so that wouldn't happen again. But I also can say that if when someone comes in with all of their statements, whether it's one or whether it's 10, you can scan all of them in, and then you can enter up to 10 checks. So if I was handed five statements in one check, then it wouldn't balance. So by saying that there was five statements and two checks, they would have if they were all presented at the same time and scanned at the same time.
What's
that makes sense?
The note here, it says two spaces in between Barnett and Doyle.
Mm-hmm. That was like once transactions are paid, if you decide to do a search that way, it'll let you search for anything unpaid.
I noticed you had a note on your...
Mm-hmm. I gave that to the assessor's office to make that correction for future years.
Sometimes someone may call on the phone, and if there's too many spaces between, you can't find them.
You can't search them.
And they may be assessed again, like in personal property, because of that. So it doesn't sound like much, but it's a big...
Right. Now, I know in years past, they had kept all the trash. Is that only receiving mail?
That's what we've done, yes. Okay.
It's not trash that you get up there. It's only in the receiving.
No. And we have talked in our office about putting the trash can in the lobby and handing back the unpaid bills to the customer and letting them throw it away if they choose to. The problem with that, and it's not really a problem, is that if you hand the customer back unpaid bills, they may go home and try to pay them again thinking they're unpaid bills. So that's why once we give them a paid receipt, we do like to throw away the unpaids.
Are you going to be keeping the trash by the registers or up front? Or maybe the trash is going to be removed so that when I do realize on that day of the month is a busy time.
That's what we discussed, and that's why we thought, well, perhaps we would just put the trash can out in the lobby and let the customer be responsible. That way we could say we did not throw your receipts away. We handed them back, and you threw them away if you chose to. Otherwise, we would need two people, just like we do with the mail, go through the trash, and you'd want it to be clean trash. So,
are they not at the window now?
They're behind you.
Any statements in a trash over here, and they're kept until after the balancing. Are they not doing that now?
Yes, we keep it through the balancing. And this day, it did balance, so there was
I meant through. Kept like your mails.
We only keep it daily. We don't keep it long term.
Okay.
Just from balancing to balancing.
Okay. I thought it was kept over the.
No, just the mail is kept until a second person goes through it.
Well, we've been presented. We have the bills that he came in on November the 7th, I believe it was, 6th, and paid. And then, no, that's December 6th, okay. And but it was November 7th.
No, November 7th, he had four bills equaling $254.05. That was one check. And then on December 6th, two bills, one for $534.24, single check, and one check for $46.99.63. Mm-hmm. And both of those are check numbers 7734 and 7735, because he did say that he was using two separate bank accounts. And that is what I found as well. I do have copies of the checks. I just didn't want to present them because I have account numbers. But if you'd like to see them, you can.
I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt you. But he did present us this morning with the register from his bank statement showing how he had paid it, you know, how he put it in his register, and how the check numbers come in order and made out for the amount of it. So, and this is on like a computer, you know, he keeps his on the computer, and he could speak to that if the gentleman had the permission.
No, the other thing is, so you, I don't know, I'm assuming this came from Mr. Barnett.
The handwritten.
Received a delinquent notice on February 2nd and paid the bill on the 5th. So, I understand the statute says clear and convincing evidence. In error or omission in determining taxes owed. I don't think that was the question wasn't whether or not the determined amount of taxes owed. I think the question is did something happen to the check once it got here?
Right.
And now, did something happen to the check once it on the way here? And we don't know.
Right.
But I personally don't have a problem. It looks to me like he has everything to, I mean, I think he's done his due diligence. Everything else is paid. I don't have a problem waiving the fees and interest on this specific one just because we don't know where the error could have occurred. And in your note, again, we don't know. It says, if my office threw a check away without realizing, I'm very sorry. You go on to say, I believe the responsibility of the taxpayer to make sure they have paid receipt and that their check is clear, their bank in a timely manner. I understand that as well. So, but I don't have a problem with it. But what do you guys...
I'm going to add to that that I've seen companies, telephone companies, be sent back bills in the mail and make an assumption that they were paid receipts and still because maybe it didn't. So I know that companies that's their job and they make that assumption that when they've got that back from the collector's office, it's a paid bill. And so they did. They have. And I've had them where we've had a refund check in it, and they put it in file, assuming, not looking, assuming that. So